Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is having a good Tuesday morning. It is 40 degrees out there. And in studio with us right now, we have the city manager of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Great to be here.
All right. So checking out the agenda, it looks like we have quite a bit of business on the agenda tonight.
A little variety.
All right. Well, let's just start it off from the top. Of course, we got the consent agenda we have to go through to begin with.
Yes. We have, of course, approval of the minutes from the last meeting, but then we also have the appropriation ordinance for commission consideration of $1,195,997, and that is largely due to electric. It is one of those that, of course, we have payroll and those things in there, but usually those amounts we discuss time and time again. It is for the electric utility, and those parts are very high.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. And then we're going to move on to some, of course, comments. Like you said, the comment section of the City Commission has actually been moved up and to right after the consent agenda, because you figure that works out a little bit better for people that go to the meeting, correct?
You bet. And the commission wanted to do that. They moved it, and it is to hear the comments earlier in the meeting, and that way they don't necessarily have to sit through the whole meeting if they'd like to address the commission, and just it's right in front now.
So have you heard any feedback about that moving up?
So far it's been positive.
Okay.
They've enjoyed it up front, and then of course that allows us to get down to business and finish out the meeting.
Absolutely. So it sounds like it's working out good. So let's go ahead and get with the regular agenda items, as we have a public hearing, special presentations, and proclamations.
Yes. First item up, we'll have the City of Coffeyville, that's us, 2019 Service Awards. And this is for years of service. It is for employees. It is one of those. We recognize those for their years of service in 2019, and then we'll move into the swearing in of Police Captain Darren Daly. It is one of those that Darren will be taking over that position. We have a pending retirement, and of course we'll announce that, and it'll be for Danny, and it'll be one of those that we'll get that information out. And then we move on to donation that was received by the police department from the First Southern Baptist Church in Deering. And we want to, of course, thank them and recognize them, but that'll be the presentation of that. And then we have a special announcement, which we'll go into more detail, but it's the rail to trails and safe routes to schools, which, like I said, the city employees are actively applying for all grants that are available. And this one will be for going down the road, but it is one of those. It's a great thing. And we'll have Chuck sit there and tell about receiving that nod that the grant would be coming.
Yeah, I think we had a story on it last week where KDOT, a sizable grant to the City of Coffeyville, which is going to be very, very good and very well used.
You bet. And then we, of course, moved to old business, and Lisa Collins and Alan Gillis have made applications to our Coffeyville Recreation Commission Board, and the City Commission will address that. And then we move right into new business. And the first thing, and I'll skip over the ordinance numbers because I'll probably get tongue-tied, but it is one of those, is for the acquisition of an interest in certain abandoned rail beds by eminent domain. What this is there's some old rail beds, and that will become a part of the safe route to schools. So we have to acquire those so we can put the sidewalks in where they are at. but they've been abandoned, and so there shouldn't be a problem that, but that's right. Commission consideration. Then we will do the encroachment agreement with the Midland Theater Foundation, and what this is in the alleyway, there's fire stairs that the Midland organization or foundation would like to construct, and that encroaches a little on the alley. So we're allowing them.
Okay.
The commission would allow them to do that. And then this is something that the city's quite fond of. It's to approve the purchase of playground equipment for the North Park. I do want to say this is a partnership with the CVR, and we appreciate what CVR is doing, adding another playground to our parks, and it's a great thing. And I just want to, if CVR is listening, thank you very much for this. It's for the youth of Coffeyville, and that'll be for commission approval and for the park. The next item would be the purchase of 8, and this is heckler anyway. What this is rifles for the police department. We certain things have to expire or need to be changed out, and rifles is one of them. So the police chief will be asking for consideration of the purchase of 8 special operations rifles. And then we'll move on to, which is another police department, but this is the communications department, and it's a specialized workstation for the communications department. So it's not just a regular desk.
Right.
It's got a lot of buttons and bells and whistles. And
all the good stuff.
It helps us with our communications, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Then there's a presentation of the Gold AAA Kansas Traffic Safety Award to our police department. There will be a person representing the AAA, Kansas Traffic Safety Committee, and that will present that to our police department. We're always proud as our improvements of the police. Crime is going down. It is one of those that's their priority. Of course, that's with all police departments, but they're working extremely hard, and that includes traffic safety. The next item would be the resolution to authorize the execution of a specific and wordy, I'll just cut it to short, is healthcare insurance. And that's for the city employee healthcare program. It is one of those that it would be presented to the commission for their consideration. And then we go into city's manager's report, which I would just like to thank all the citizens. We do have construction going on of 11th Street will get done. It is one of those. We have many projects, and you'll see that. And I think the majority of the citizens understand that as we grow and as we improve, there'll be some pains from construction. But when that's done, the town will be better for it. But please bear with us. It's progress, and it is an inconvenience. But I think if we all take a deep breath and slow down in our travels, or leave a little earlier to get to work, we'll get through it. We'll get it done, and the city be that much better.
Absolutely. Definitely agree. And then, of course, there'll be comments from the commissioner and staff, and then they'll go into executive session.
Yes.
And then that'll be pretty much it. They'll do the board reports and minutes, and that will wrap it up. So it sounds like, though, it's going to be a very, very busy meeting tonight. Lots of stuff on the agenda.
Yes.
So how can people, if they are wanting to go to tonight's meeting, how can they attend tonight's meeting?
The meeting tonight is at 6:30. If you're needing assistance, we do. If you'll park on the east side, There is a ramp that goes down to our lower level. It's a single door. If you'll go through those doors and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is. And we welcome everyone. The commission, the public is part of it. What we do is public service. So if you'd like to attend to just watch, we welcome you. If you have comments, that has been moved to the first of the meeting. So come and see us. We know that we can only get better if we hear from you. And we look forward to the comments.
Yeah, just like, you know, the saying goes, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you don't let the commission know what if there's a problem, if you don't tell them about it, there's no way they can be fixed. So,
And we know that truly, if there's a problem, if there's a way that we can help in any way, we will always try. And it is one of those that sometimes we're not aware of things. So, you know, the commission is there to listen, and of course, staff does too. So, good, bad, or indifferent, we learn.
Absolutely.
And we grow, and that's the only way we can get better.
No, yeah, and you guys do a great job. So we appreciate everything that the commission does. So, Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming on every other week to talk about what's going on in the meeting, and I appreciate you coming in today, and I hope you have a great day.
Enjoy being here. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.